Well, it's fast becoming one of my favorite channels, National Geographic, Nat Geo. There's a new show called Diggers. The upcoming episode, it focuses on the archaeological digs that led to some discoveries in the search for the land over where the Hatfield and McCoy families fought. Kim McBride joins us, co-director of the Kentucky Archaeological Survey, and here to talk a little bit about Diggers. Hello, Kim.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Well, nice to be with you. We thank you so much for coming on. I've always dreamed that one day I'll be out in the backyard digging to put a tree in the ground or a plant or something, doing a little gardening, and I'll come up with an ancient skeleton of some kind, some dinosaur bone or something. I guess that's not how it works, though,
right.
Is it?
Well, you never know. Just call an archaeologist if you find something.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Diggers, this is another fascinating show on Nat Geo. Now, tell me a little bit about the show.
Well, I think we also have with us Tim Saylor from the Diggers team, and so he can probably talk the best about the show, and I'll give some more history on the Hatfield-McCoy feud, if you like.
Okay. All right, Tim, tell us a little bit about Diggers.
Okay. Well, I mean, KG and I, we just comb the United States for all these historical treasures. National Geographic did a great job of setting us up from Cape Cod all the way down the coast to Mississippi to the shootout at the OK Corral in Arizona. We've been all over the place, and we found some incredible artifacts. And one of these things, the episode that airs tomorrow night, Kim was a part of this because we stumbled on to the Hatfield McCoy, Randall McCoy's actual foundation. And when we got that far, we realized that was a little bit bigger than just a little local history, and we called her in to have a look.
Right, and we thought it was very important to get this site registered as an archaeological site and get it a site number. That way it gets in a state database and it will be protected. Say, you know, down the years something comes, a road, something, you know, a building is going to be built there.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this is an important historical site now. But finding it was the first step. And not just the house, they found bullets that the McCoys had been firing out at the attacking Hatfields in this case. So all that area is now going to be protected.
Now, is this someplace you just found kind of out in the woods, or was this in a Walmart parking lot?
Oh, no. Well, ironically, the land where the old Randall McCoy well sits to this day is owned by a Hatfield clan member.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in contact with him, and he welcomed us out there, and we took a look around, and we looked for where he thought the cabin might be, and it wasn't there. And, you know, after years and years of hearsay, you know, things can get lost, and we kept searching and searching until we actually did locate it.
Yeah, it surprises me something of that much of historical significance would be lost, so to speak, and because it's really, in archaeological terms, it really wasn't that long ago.
Right, 125 years from the attack on the house, but the general area had been passed down, and locally there's tremendous interest still, you know, in the feud, and there are a number of sites that people can go visit, both the Pike County Chamber of Commerce and the Tug Valley Chamber of Commerce, you know, organized tours, and I guess that miniseries last summer generated a lot of interest too, so it's an important part of local history there.
What kind of things are you hoping? What else would you hope to find at that site?
Well, I think, you know, finding the exact footprint of the house, and we have some clues from depositions given in lawsuits and things following some of the violence, that there was a house and then a detached kitchen and perhaps a smokehouse, and, you know, we'd really like to understand that site better. An idea of the material culture they had and how much stuff was coming in from afar. You know, we have this sense of isolation in the mountains of Kentucky and West Virginia, but most archaeology we do shows that's not really the case. You know, they were, in some cases, better connected in the 1850s than some areas are today.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating. I think you're right, too, that little miniseries that ran last year, that caught a lot of people's attention on a feud that you hear the phrase Hatfields and McCoys all the time. People use it, but I don't know if a lot of people really understand what it actually means and to find the actual site. Of course, there's going to be interest in that. What a great find.
Right, and one of the great things, you know, that the Diggers team did was they're also mapping their finds, so we have, you know, a really good idea of the firing trajectories now, where the Hatfields were, and where, you know, we knew where McCoys were in their house, but now we can locate that house. So we really understand those specific, you know, events, very dramatic events 125 years ago, better today, you know, thanks to their work.
All right, now when does the episode air?
Tomorrow night. Diggers is always on Nat Geo at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
Every Tuesday night, but they show two shows back to back, and tomorrow night the Hatfield episode will be the first one, so that'll be right at 10.
Okay, all right. Kim McBride, Tim Saylor's with us. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you
for
having
us. Thank you.
All right.